With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After George Harriman's death in 1944, his remains were scattered over Monument Valley in Arizona. That part of the world, with its desert, buttes, and cactus, is the stark backdrop for Harriman's long-running comic strip, Crazy Cat. The publishing house of Harry Abrams, famous for its art books, has created a 224-page illustrated history called Crazy Cat, the comic art of George Harriman. Patrick McDonald, co-author of the book, says Crazy Cat was introduced in 1910 as part of another comic strip Harriman was drawing called The Dingbat Family. At the bottom of the strip, the Dingbat's cat is seen being bopped on the head by a mouse.
As the week progressed, he just fooled around with this idea of a mouse attacking a cat instead of a cat attacking a mouse.
By 1913, Crazy Cat evolved into its own strip. For more than 50 years, the theme never varied.
The cat has a heart of gold, and the mouse enjoys beating the cat's head with a brick. And the cat sees that hitting of the brick on her head as a symbol of love from the mouse.
A third character makes up the Crazy Cat triangle. Officer Pup, a dog who is in love with Crazy and who tries and sometimes succeeds in protecting the cat from the brickbats of the mouse. Co-writer Patrick McDonald says collecting Harriman's comic strips for the book was a challenge.
We wanted to shoot from the original strips to get better reproduction for the book. We worked with George Harriman's granddaughter. She has saved a lot of his original artwork, so we shot a lot from that. We went all over the country and tracked down from different collectors a lot of the original pieces that were saved.
Crazy Cat, the comic art of George Harriman, is available from Abrams Art Books in both a hardcover and a softcover edition. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.